From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Voting in Juneau's municipal election will wrap up tomorrow when vote centers and drop boxes close at 8 p.m. By-mail elections take longer to tally, so we won't know who won for up to 2 weeks. That's because the city's election staff needs to allow time for all the mailed ballots to arrive, verify ballot signatures, and go through multiple rounds of tabulation. Here's what will happen. All the ballots submitted before Election Day will be scanned and counted tomorrow night after voting ends.
Starting at election night at 8 o'clock p.m., we will actually start to scan those ballots and then adjudicate them. And the adjudication means we're going to actually have human eyes on those ballots, looking to make sure that, in fact, the machine counted the vote the way the ballot appears to have been cast.
The city expects to post those preliminary election results after 10 p.m. tomorrow. After that, election workers will continue processing ballots that were submitted on Election Day or that continue to arrive by mail. They'll also address any issues with the ballots.
If there's issues like it's missing a signature or there's no reference signature or there's no personal identifier, if there's any reason for a challenge, then that goes into a separate process to have what's called a cure letter.
They send a cure letter to voters with instructions on what they need to do to get their ballot counted. The city will post updated results a few times until the Canvas Review Board certifies election results on Tuesday, October 17th. If you haven't voted yet, McEwen recommends dropping off ballots in one of the city's drop boxes at Statter Harbor or the Douglas Library, or at the City Hall or at the Mendenhall Valley Library vote centers. If voters still plan to mail their ballots on Tuesday, McEwen says to do it early. Ballots returned by mail must be postmarked by Election Day to get counted. She also recommends going early if voters plan to vote in person tomorrow. If you make a mistake while filling out your ballot, you can visit a vote center to request a replacement. The same goes if you've completed your ballot and want to change something but haven't returned it yet. But if you've already sent in your completed ballot, it's too late to change it now. Tanaki Springs will vote on whether to join the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority, or CSWA, on Tuesday. Assemblymember Steve Lewis, who submitted the ballot proposition, says joining the regional coalition would be a first step towards addressing the Chickagoff Island community's garbage disposal problems.
Got really expensive to ship stuff south, and Juneau's landfill is just about full, so they're going to have to start thinking about shipping things south.
Without other options, he says Tanaki Springs residents are turning to less savory methods.
A lot of people burn their trash on the beach, and that may include some plastics and things like that can be a problem. So they don't get it completely burned. It ends up floating off and ending up as marine debris.
Solid waste disposal is an ongoing problem in many Southeast communities. In Petersburg, costs are slated to go up by 34% next year. Chris Cotta, the chair of CSWA, says the organization's goal is to reduce costs and increase the efficiency of solid waste disposal region-wide. He says that member communities banding together means more negotiating power in contracts. The Petersburg area saw a record-breaking amount of rain in late September. Now, mariners and pilots passing through a remote area are seeing the consequences. KFSK's Shelby Herbert has more on a landslide in LeConte Bay that spilled timber into an area with high boat traffic.
If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's around to hear it, does it make a sound? Maybe that question is best left to the philosophers. But if hundreds of trees tumble off a mountainside, straight into the ocean, who would find out about it first? In remote Southeast Alaska? Mariners and pilots, they were the first to notice the aftermath of a huge landslide on the mainland near LeConte Bay in the last week of September. Personnel at the nearest ranger district in Petersburg were unaware that it happened at all. The Tongass National Forest spans 16.7 million acres, the largest national forest in the United States. It's a lot to keep track of. Doug Reamer is the owner of Nordic Air, a Petersburg-based charter flight business. He was piloting a tour around LeConte Bay when he noticed the telltale signs of a slide.
Mostly just timber everywhere, and this slide was pretty dramatic because it didn't just land in one spot. It just brought a whole bunch of trees down, and it just ripped all the branches off of them and then pulled the bark off of them and everything like that, and it just littered trees all over.
And that debris can be a dangerous problem. Floating wood can damage or even sink small vessels and marine infrastructure. Gloria Ann Wolin is Petersburg's harbor master. She says she and her team have been getting reports about the slide from northbound vessels all week. And now they're trying to fish out as much flotsam as they can before it can clog up the Wrangell Narrows in front of town.
It was mostly big, big root wads. And we knew something had let loose because there was rocks and sand and dirt and stuff that was still attached. But we end up seeing it and reacting as it occurs.
Landslides are alarming when they happen, even in the most remote areas. Climate change and the resulting wetter weather are making them more common in southeast Alaska. Brian Besnick is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Juneau. He says south central southeast has seen record-breaking rains in the last few weeks, and it's probably no coincidence that the slide happened when it did.
There was an atmospheric river that was pushing through the south central panhandle during that time frame, and it has turned out that it was a very rainy end of the week across the area. Petersburg reported 4.47 inches on the 21st, which, looking at the records, would be the rainiest day on record for that day. So over those 2 days, we'd received 7.02 inches.
Now, to put that number in perspective, the normal monthly precipitation in the Petersburg area is 14.35 inches of rain. It got half of that in a single weekend. Besnick says those heavy rains will probably bear down for weeks to come. But there's no telling how long it'll take for all the debris to get flushed away. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.
The Anchorage Assembly heard testimony on Friday from two of the four people it subpoenaed to discuss an election challenge filed earlier this year. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, it's the first time the two have spoken publicly about the complaint, which has prompted concern about whether city officials are interfering with elections.
Sammy Graham, former chief of staff to Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson, says she wasn't trying to overturn results when she filed a complaint regarding this year's city election. Graham's complaint cited an unvetted policy sent to her by the city's IT director, Mark Dahl. The policy had to do with the use of USB drives to transfer election information, and Graham says she assumed it was a legitimate policy.
I read the whole policy. It was from the IT director. I took it at his word that that was the policy.
Graham was one of four people subpoenaed by the Anchorage Assembly to speak at the 90-minute meeting at City Hall. Assembly members say they need more information about what led up to the complaint, so they activated their subpoena powers to get answers. Already, the city ombudsman has concluded that Dahl sent Graham the complaint to impact the election, and Dahl has since resigned. As an election observer, Graham filed her complaint on April 11th, the same day Dahl sent her the policy she cited. Assembly Chair Chris Constant said the purpose of questioning Graham was not to implicate her in a crime. It was so the Assembly could get information on how to better update its election laws.
None of it is intended to be inquisitorial. This is not called an investigation. It's an inquiry as we move forward towards our Title 28 and other code changes.
During the meeting, Graham's attorney, Bill Ingoldson, emphasized that Graham wasn't trying to change the results of the election.
It never says anything in here about overturning the election, does it?
Not at all.
And in fact, it actually is a recommendation that some sort of procedure, like it sounds like the Assembly is doing now, be adopted to ensure the integrity of these thumb drives, right?
Right.
The Assembly also subpoenaed two other election observers who signed on to the complaint, as well as Dahl. One of the other observers, Daniel Smith, provided testimony stating that he only heard of the IT policy through Graham.
I was told by Ms. Graham she found it and therefore had no reason to doubt it.
Dahl and the other subpoenaed observer, John Henry, did not show up to the meeting. Their attorneys said they needed more time to prepare for the Assembly's questions. After the meeting, Constant said he's looking forward to hearing more testimony surrounding the challenge. Elections are run through the city clerk's office, which is meant to be nonpartisan. He says he's concerned at the implication that a mayoral appointee, like Dahl, could impact an election.
We have to figure out how to buffer and secure the elections from that kind of influence. And hopefully, you know, we never have this again, or in the next 10 years, we don't see any repeat of this.
He says he's concerned that similar challenges have been levied across the country to sow doubt in the election process.
This is a national campaign to create a lack of faith in our electoral processes, from the presidency and the run for the U.S. president right on down to local elections across the country. So I'm really glad we're here looking closely at our policies to make sure that kind of abuse never happens again.
He says the assembly will likely hear testimony from the other people it subpoenaed in the near future. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
You're listening to KTOO.